The Lord be with you.
Welcome, welcome to our special Thanksgiving service. We'll be doing the regular Divine Service 3 service. We'll scale it down a little bit for Thursday afternoon. But our opening hymn is number 892, traditional Thanksgiving hymn, Come Ye Thankful People Come. And then following that, we'll do a shortened version of Divine Service Setting 3 on page 184 and following. We don't have an insert. We only have one reading, no introit or anything like that. So everything will be a little bit shorter down. When it comes time for the Lord's Supper, if you're able to come forward, great. If not, we'll bring the Lord's Supper to you. No problem. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the blessings you shower down upon us. Forgive us for our shallow thankfulness, and may our lives be overflowed with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because only Jesus can produce true thanksgiving. In His name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 892.
Worship, Divine Service, setting number 3, page 184. You may remain
seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant to us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue with the Gloria Patri on page 186. Almighty God, whose mercies are new every morning, and whose goodness, though undeserved, still abundantly provides for all our wants of body and soul, grant us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Text for our meditation this afternoon, the appointed psalm for Thanksgiving Day, Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Dear friends in Christ, what are you thankful for this year? Isn't that normally how we start our conversations about this time of the year? Maybe you had a chance with the school children earlier today to ask them, what are you thankful for? What are you going to give thanks for this year? You look around, some people might say, well, I'm thankful for the weather. Wait till tomorrow. Some people might say, I'm thankful for the elections. Well, half the people are happy, half the people are not. Well, what about your sports team? Well, some teams win, other teams lose. I would submit to you today that when it comes to Thanksgiving, we start at the wrong spot. What are you thankful for is not the place to start. You cannot make someone be more thankful. You can scold them. You can give them a list of their blessings. But you cannot make or force someone to be thankful. Oh, you can make them say the words. That's like two little kids that are fighting. And mom or dad come into the room, break up the fight, and then the parent says to the child, okay, say you're sorry and say it like you mean it. You can force the words, but the law, and that's exactly what it is, will never change a heart. The law will never change a heart. Psalm 100 teaches us a beautiful way to approach Thanksgiving. Not just on a day out of the year when we set aside time as a nation to give thanks, but for the Christian to give thanks to God as a way of life, as a part of who we are. Every day. Psalm 100 starts out, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. All the earth cries out. Some people sing beautifully. Others don't. God says, just make a noise, a joyful noise. Well, joy is another one of those byproducts. You can't make someone be joyful. Either they are or they aren't. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with thanksgiving and singing. You can't make someone be glad. You can't make someone be full of song. All of these things describe what a Christian looks like. A Christian looks joyful, full of song, glad, serving others. But again, this is not our motivation for doing these things. First of all, we need to know who God is, and we need to know who we are. Know that the Lord, He is God. In other words, know who isn't God. You. me, any other created being. God is the one who made us. And because He made us, we are His. He formed us and shaped us in our mother's womb. A miracle. He continues to form us and shape us as we grow, as we age. We belong to God. In fact, we get a beautiful word picture here. We belong to Him. We're like the sheep. And we're in His pasture. Well, if we're the sheep, He's the shepherd. The good shepherd. Who carries His sheep in His arms. The good shepherd. Who lays down His life for wayward sheep like you and me. God wants us to enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. He wants us to give thanks and to bless His name. And in the very last verse of Psalm 100, He gives us the why. He gives us the power. He gives us the motivation. He gives us the starting place. The starting place is at the end. Why should we give thanks? Why should we be happy, joyful, glad, singing, serving, to earn our way to heaven so that other people think well of us? No. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. That word that's translated here, steadfast love, is one of those Hebrew words that we just can't translate into English. There is no English word that really fits. It's love. It's mercy. It's grace. It's favor. It's all of those things wrapped into one. God shows His grace, His love, His mercy, His favor to wayward sheep like you and me by sending His Son, God in the flesh. Jesus lives and dies and then lives again for you and for your salvation. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. My friends, thanksgiving is a byproduct of the gospel. If you don't think you're thankful enough, or joyful enough, or glad enough, or serving enough, or singing enough, you don't need somebody to scold you. You don't need somebody to remind you. You don't need a long list. What you need is more Jesus. More Jesus in your ears. More Jesus in your mouth. More Jesus in your heart. And as God fills you with that good news of the gospel, the good news that your sins are forgiven, full and free, on account of Jesus, you will not be able to contain your joy, your gladness, your songs, your thanksgiving. My friends, this is a good time to count our blessings. This is a good time to be reminded of all the things that God has blessed us with, things to give thanks for. But the real reason we give thanks is because of what Jesus has done. No one can ever take that away. No one can ever change that on a scoreboard or on a ballot. God's good news for you is full and free. And His name is Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our thanks in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our first opportunity to give thanks is in our offertory. We sing pages 192 and following. Worship God with our gifts and offerings. If you'd like to fill out the attendance book, I encourage you to do so. We continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194. Page 194.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by His glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body of Christ.
very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Amen. We continue now with the Nunc Dimittis, page 199.
Lord, thou blessest all thy servant, depart in peace, according to thy word. For my life, I have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. For our closing hymn, we sing the Common Doxology. Of Jesus, welcome in the name of the one who gives us a reason to give thanks, forgiveness, life, and salvation. It is always a great deal when the people of the congregation work hard, organizing, gathering the food, cooking the food, helping arrange transportation, getting out the invitations, preparing everything, serving everything. It's a big day. It's a big day. So thanks be to God for that, and thanks for all of God's special helpers in that respect. Thanks for the special music. Beautiful, as always. And I have nothing more to say except thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Pastor Morundi had to duck out a little bit early, as some of you know. He teaches a class in Seward on Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. If you are not familiar with our radio station here in Lincoln, please tune us in, 95.7 FM. It's pretty good, about a 10-mile radius around the church. Otherwise, it's on the Internet. But our services on Sunday morning and Wednesday evening are broadcast live, and there's lots of great music and lots of great Lutheran programming throughout the day, 24/7. So check it out, and it is a great way to stay in touch. That is in addition to the regular service that we broadcast on KFOR on Sunday mornings. That reaches out a lot farther. Vicar, anything? Have a blessed Thanksgiving in the Lord.